Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Tuesday morning. We do appreciate it. Still to come on the program, State Representative Charlotte Meadows coming up here in about a half hour. Also from the Media Research Center, our Tuesday regular Dane Gaynor. And we will wrap it all up with former Congressman Parker Griffith. Something's going on in the U.S. Senate race. We'll talk to you with Congressman Griffith. Probably talked to you before then. I actually want to get to as the show unfolds, so please stick around for that. By the way, 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line if you'd like to react to anything we are discussing. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on a regular on the program, and I expect to see him regularly continuing forward now, former State Senator Rusty Glover. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good moring, Jeff. I'm doing very well.
Well, you got a big announcement for us. So I think a lot of, I've been teasing it for you. So let people know what you got going on here.
Yes, you know, we talked. If I did ever decide to run for office, I would announce on this program. And so I thought it was best to do that. And so this morning I'm announcing my candidacy for the Alabama State Auditor position. It'll be in the May 24th. Republican primary, and I'm looking forward to running again.
Well, and that's certainly big news. You know, I know you looked at a couple other things, and we talked about it a little bit, but I guess congratulations on that decision. Talk a little bit about how you came to that decision.
Well, I've been contemplating for several months, you know, running for state auditor, and I'd say probably 2 months ago, I heard that Jackie Ziegler, you know, our state school board representative here and wife of Jim Ziegler, was running, and I decided not to run. She's a good friend, and you know, splitting the Alabama vote down here on a statewide race would be not a good deal. And last week when I heard that she was indicating that she might not run, I decided to jump in. And you know, I miss public service very badly. It's been 3 years, and I would like to serve the people of Alabama in this capacity.
Well, and you know, the term is expiring, the term limited, Jim Ziegler. So it's a wide open seat, right?
Yes. Of course, Representative Andrew Sorrell has announced, and Stan Cook. There's a couple other I've heard that may announce in upcoming days, but they're good people. You know, I have a lot of respect for them. They're friends of mine, and it's going to be a battle of who can get their message out to the most folks and win the election.
Well, talk a little bit about that auditor seat. Now, it's taken on different roles, particularly under Jim Ziegler, but what do you see it as? How do you see it as kind of fitting into the puzzle of state government?
Well, first and foremost, what people mostly understand about the state auditor, you know, they keep track of all state property, you know, valued at $500 or more, along with phones and computers that may have sensitive data. And also the state auditor sits on the Board of Adjustments. The Board of Adjustments is where those who have grievances or financial grievances against the state can get a hearing and get justice from the state. And it's a couple of office holders that are on the Board of Adjustments. And I look forward to being someone who'll be fair, you know, people that deservingly need compensation, also keeping in mind is taxpayer money. So, you know, I'm looking forward to making those decisions, you know, on the Board of Adjustments. And of course, what I'm going to be spending a lot of time talking about, and I think what is going to be most important to the people, is that the state auditor appoints one of the three Board of Registers in each county, except for Jefferson County. You know, this is extremely important during this time of, you know, national distrust and ballot security. You know, that's what people are thinking about right now. And, you know, making sure that those who carry out the voting laws in each county is very important. And I would be very diligent in selecting those people who will be honest and make sure that's carried out. You know, Alabama is one of the best states as far as ballot security, and we want to keep it that way. And I feel very strongly that every single person must have the assurance that their vote will not be canceled or compromised by someone or group that's you know, going to commit voter fraud. And I think this is a key, is having those people who are in the county making sure that the voter rolls are clean with people who deserve to vote that are not deceased. And this is very important. This is the most important aspect of the of the position, and I will, you know, work very diligent to make sure the right people are on there.
Senator, there have been some efforts to either do away with the elected office of state auditor or move it into another department. The office is not seen as essential as by some, as particularly in the legislature. But well, what do you make of kind of that? Did you watch any of that, how that unfolded over the last couple of sessions?
Yes, the budget for state auditor has been cut two or three times over the last few years. You know, and Jim Ziegler has been able to efficiently run the office and get the required duties of the office taken care of, even though he's had cut budgets. There's been some moves to expand the role. Of course, it would take legislation from the legislature to expand the role of that position, and that's not likely to happen. As state auditor, I would carefully assess what the needs are of the office, and if there's there may be that, you know, I kind of feel like that some of the bureaucratic responsibilities of state government could be shifted over to an elected official who is accountable to the people. You know, I've always thought that bureaucrats, you know, that are not accountable to the people aren't going to be accountable to the people and really don't put as much effort. So I think having someone as state auditor or someone elected to have those responsibilities is important. But then again, it has to go through the legislature, and there's never been really a taste for the legislature to do that. So I'm mainly concentrating on this campaign of doing the job that it is now required and doing it diligently.
We're joined by former state senator Rusty Glover, now a candidate for state auditor. He joins us, Jefferson County Pastor Stan Cook, and our friend State Representative Andrew Sorrell in that race for that Republican nomination. Are you ready for one of the race for state auditor? Probably a lot of much different than the constitutional races on the ballot. The big money doesn't come in, but it's going to involve a lot of retail politics traveling around the state. You think that's that pretty much accurate the way that a campaign for that office is?
I believe so. You know, it's nice to be on television, and of course, that's the goal, is to be on television, be able to get your message out. You know, when I ran in 18, I did the retail politics. I was everywhere all the time. Well, you can't be everywhere, but I was at most every event, passing out my brochures and speaking to people, and these civic groups that I would speak to, and political Republican county groups I would speak to, I felt very confident that I was winning many of those people over, or maybe a majority of those people over when I speak to them, but it's just a tiny fraction of what can be reached on television. So we're going to make an effort to raise enough money so that we can be on television, because that is so important. You know, last election, you know, as much effort I did, I mean, I was all over the state for about 4 years, and really that last year, I really turned it on. But it was, you know, when your opponents outspent you 10-1 and the other one 11-1, they're on TV and I'm not. It made a big difference. You know, but you know, in my district where I represented in the Senate, we did very well. We had a couple precincts where I got 82% of the vote. A couple I had 78% of the vote, and some that I had in the other in the 70s. And I did that, and we were able to get those votes without mail out, TV, and radio. But the further out from the state, the less percentage of the vote that I got. And so that's where television is so important. And being able to raise enough money to be on television, you know, statewide, especially at Birmingham market, is crucially important as far as getting your name out. But you know, but traditionally, this, like you said, this office doesn't usually have a lot of money raised, and so the retail politics is, you know, it's right up my alley. So I'm looking forward to that kind of a campaign. If we're not able to get the television, it's going to be a battle, and I'm up for the challenge.
And you know, getting around the state, and that is, it's a tough state, 67 counties. I've always kind of wondered this, do you approach it, depending on where you are, do you take a different approach when you're campaigning statewide? I mean, do you have to cater your message to, you know, a certain region of the state? And how do you even do that with an office like state auditor?
Well, actually, when I was running for lieutenant governor, I don't really remember changing any of the message. It was just a direct conservative message that I had to the groups in Birmingham, Huntsville, and Mobile were all the same. And I really, and like you said, it's a shorter message. I can see speaking to some of these groups, whereas I was speaking 15 minutes in many of these other groups, to these other groups 4 years ago, maybe 5 or 6 minutes and answering questions, because it's just, it's not as many duties. And, but that last aspect about the voter ballot security is so important that I think a lot of the campaign is going to hinge on that. And that's important to people north, south, east, and west of the state.
Yeah, because when we talk about election integrity, most people think, oh, Secretary of State, yeah. But that's not something we have typically thought of when it comes to the state auditor's office, particularly with Jim Ziegler at that post.
Well, it's the appointments of the Board of Registrars, and they are trained by the Secretary of State, and they have conferences and to make sure that they're in line with and apply the state law like they're supposed to. And of course, a lot of the probate judges have a lot of say-so in the county, but these folks are the ones that are going to implement those laws. And that's very important. I think if in many of the counties around the country, if these type of people were implementing the laws, we may have a different situation in this country now. And I think a lot of people understand that and are very concerned about ballot security, because they want to know that their vote counts and that there's not someone behind them that's going to stuff the ballot box or have someone that's deceased voting that'll cancel their vote out. And I take that role very seriously in this office.
Senator, and you talk about wanting to get up on TV, how that's the goal, but do you find maybe when you run for this versus your run for lieutenant governor in 2018 that emphasis on fundraising, that maybe you don't really need to have that big of an emphasis on it, and furthermore, like, you know, how do you fundraise for an office like state auditor?
It will be difficult, but you know, some people have told me that, well, you have an advantage because running 4 years ago statewide, people remember you. Well, I wasn't on television, I wasn't on radio, except for a very small amount. I did have signs out across the state, and the day after I did not make the runoff. My big effort was to make sure every sign in the state was pulled down before the runoff. And I spent 3 solid weeks. I was out of money and out of funding and reimbursements. I just went anyway. And 3 weeks I was pulling down signs, and it probably wasn't to my advantage now that I'm running again. But I think that was, you know, to me, it's a sense of integrity that people don't want to see those signs up there. And I'll be putting signs up but TV would be great, but it's something that it's mostly something I'll strive for. But the retail politics, as you mentioned before, that's the way to go in this race.
Senator, if folks want to find out more about your campaign, where to look, tell them where to look online or anywhere else.
We can go to my Facebook page, Rusty Glover for State Auditor, and we have a website up, and we're just now putting it up, Rusty Glover for Alabama. And we'd love to hear from you, and look forward for a great campaign and a lot of hard work to put in.
Senator, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
That was former State Senator Rusty Glover on the line. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porsche Show at FM Talk 106.5.